Nolte, poll shows blacks and whites equally satisfied with local police. By John Nolte on June 8, 2020. A Monmouth poll taken in the heat of the riots and protest over the death of George Floyd reveals blacks and whites are equally satisfied with their local police departments. Does that shock you? It doesn't shock me because I know AstroTurf when I see it. And the last 12 days of manufactured outrage have been pure AstroTurf. The collusion of far-left activists and the corrupt media that operate as the far-left's propaganda arm. Get this. Between May 28 and June 1, Monmouth asked 807 adults, 64% white, 12% black, the following question. How satisfied are you with the job your local police department does? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied. Here's the breakdown. Whites. Very satisfied, 45%. Somewhat satisfied, 27%. Neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, 14%. Somewhat dissatisfied, 8%. Very dissatisfied, 5%. Blacks. Very satisfied, 21%. Somewhat satisfied, 51%. Neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, 8%. Somewhat dissatisfied, 12%. Very dissatisfied, 5%. So what you have here is the exact same percentage. 72% of blacks and whites who are satisfied or very satisfied with their local police department, and the exact same number who are very dissatisfied, 5%. Only 17% of blacks are somewhat or very dissatisfied, while 13% of whites say the same. Would you like to read another stunning number from this poll? Check this out. Since 2015, satisfaction with their local police among blacks has jumped from just 50% in 2015 to 72% today. Among whites, the number dropped from 78% to 72%. What proves my AstroTurf theory even more is the fact 87% of blacks believe a black person is more likely than a white person to be the victim of excessive force. This is a jump from 77% 4 years ago. Nevertheless, as you read above, blacks are much more satisfied with their local police than they were 5 years ago. What this tells you is what black Americans see and experience in their own neighborhood is wildly different from their overall perception. Because overall perception has been shaped by media propaganda as opposed to reality. If you need more proof, this is all AstroTurf, is all ginned media / radical activist propaganda designed to make the majority feel outnumbered. Look at the pathetic protest turnout in Washington, D.C., over the weekend. The best way the far-left Washington Post could describe it was more than 10,000. Social media told us to expect 1 million protesters in D.C. The media told us to expect upwards of 100,000 to 200,000 D.C. protesters. The link goes to a search page because the AP is memory-holing its original story. So the protesters were only off by 99%, and the media were only off by 80 to 90%. Washington, D.C. has more than 700,000 residents, is 90% Democrat and 51% black. So where were they on that gorgeous Saturday afternoon? They stayed home to enjoy a beautiful day. So please stop stressing. There is no massive social change taking place. There is no mass movement to defund the police and make white people kneel. This is a deep blue temper tantrum, a moral panic engulfing the far left and moral cowards like Mitt Romney and Drew Brees. An AstroTurf campaign deliberately designed to make you feel like you're outnumbered. To pressure and guilt you into joining a majority that does not exist. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.